Now, live from somewhere in Ireland, BuzzLove.info presents
The Jimmy and Luke Show.
Tonight's guests, featuring all the stuff you want to hear on a podcast. And now,
please welcome
Jimmy and Luke.
Woo! Hello, hello, welcome to the Jimmy and Luke Show, episode one.
Hola,
this is our brand new podcast. My name is Luke, and I am a fan of lots of things. I enjoy obsessing over the Oscar nominations. I enjoy eating pancakes occasionally. I am the founder of such successful website endeavors as Spoonspace.
That was me, yeah.
Home to more spoons than a cutlery drawer, and more recently, BuzzHub.info. The internet's fastest expanding film and television news reviews podcasts features website, I'm joined today by my co-host Jimmy.
What?
Jimmy, tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, I like waffles.
Okay.
I have an alpaca. I ride to school on a magical pony called Jeremiah.
That's nice.
I have a unicorn cat, and I have a dean in front of me. It's very amazing my life is.
On today's show, we are joined by very special guest, Dean. Hello, Dean. Welcome to the show.
I'm not here.
Are you excited to be here for our very first episode of the Jimmy and Luke Show?
I'm doing Homer.
Okay. Well, that might be
non-existent.
Okay, well, Dean will be here most episodes from now on, so that's exciting news. We'll have some other guests in the future joining us, including Kian, Johnny, Michael, and others. Probably not Michael, but anyway, because we killed him.
His name's Dino Michael.
Forgot his name is Dino. No, Michael-O was never Michael-O. It was
Michael-O.
It was Dino, Kian-O, Sean-O. Anyway, we don't refer to the past. There's no going back. We don't refer to the past on this. So, you join us at a very special time. It is the 2 days after the 2014 86th Annual Academy Awards, which are probably my favorite.
Fucking Tuesday.
My favorite thing of the year. I love the Oscars. I spend months writing and talking about them, and then eventually they arrive and are really disappointing and shitty. But anyway, some points of notice. This isn't a film review podcast, so I'm not going to talk about the winners very much. I'll just say I had my money on American Hustle. They lost. I'm pissed. Matthew McConaughey in his speech, right? So I love Matthew McConaughey. I'm like, yeah, he won. Great. Matthew McConaughey, he is my favorite. He goes up on stage. He goes, all right. He goes, in my life, I'm always looking up. I'm always looking forward, and I'm always looking towards or something. He goes, I'm looking up at God because God is my savior.
And speaking of God.
And I just go, why? Why did Matthew McConaughey have to have something wrong with him?
And they asked, do you believe in God?
I went, no. And I moved seats. Good. They were probably... Now, Matthew McConaughey, in my opinion, was up until yesterday the perfect American human being. So I went to tweet last night and said, so, Matthew McConaughey is religious. Well, at least now I have a shot of being the first ever perfect American male. Because I knew Matthew McConaughey had to have something wrong with him, and that is that he's crazy religious. But anyway, you know what? He's still a very cool dude, so I'm just going to try and
forget about that. Other news in the Oscars, some of it was funny, but most of it wasn't. John Travolta, Adele Nazimagr, that was a funny clip. And now, our first topic of interest on this show is going to be the selfie that was taken that broke a Twitter record. So basically, Ellen goes, we're going to break the record for the most retweeted picture of all time. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a selfie with a lot of people. So she gives her phone to Bradley Cooper, and she gets gathered in around her Jennifer Lawrence, Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, Lupita Nyong'o. Lupita Nyong'o's younger brother, Kevin Spacey. Who else was there? Meryl Streep, several other famous people who were in the first few rows, and they all took a selfie together, and it went on Twitter, and
it broke a Twitter record. It was retweeted more than 2 million times.
It says here, before hosting the ceremony, Ellen vowed to smash the record set by Barack and Michelle Obama after a photograph of them embracing following his re-election in 2012 was retweeted more than 800,000 times. The picture of DeGeneres surrounded by Meryl Streep, Jennifer Lawrence, Julia Roberts, Angelina Jolie, Kevin Spacey, and Brad Pitt was taken by Bradley Cooper and titled, If Only Bradley's Arm Was Longer, Best Photo Ever, #Oscars. So that was probably the best part of the whole ceremony. I retweeted it. I'm pretty sure everyone did. So that is exciting news. James, would you like to hear hear some wacky news. Do you want to hear some? Do you want to hear some funny news, James? A zoo in North Korea has reportedly welcomed its newest animal attraction, a pack of Yorkshire Terriers. The miniature dogs have been introduced to Central Zoo in the capital Pyongyang. Korea Central News Agency said the dogs are now learning several feats, although it did not elaborate on the type of tricks they may perform. North Koreans not familiar with Yorkies, which were bred in Yorkshire to catch rats and mice by scuttling around clothing mills, were given a helpful guide to the pint-sized pet. Each one has long hair, tan on its head, and long blue gray on its body. You find that an interesting story?
No.
Then I'll make sure never to bring it up ever again, or anything like it. We're just testing. Although it's not done yet. A picture released by KNCA appeared to show three Yorkshire Terriers in seemingly good condition. However, Central Zoo was previously condemned by a travel publication, Lonely Planet's website claims most of the animals there look pretty forlorn. Worst off are the big cats, nearly all gifts of long-dead communist bigwigs around the world. The wonderful lions, tigers, and leopards are kept in woefully inadequate compounds, and many have lost the plot as a result. The zoo's two elephants and its hippo all look exceptionally lackluster in addition. Now, here's another story. John Basil faces misdemeanor charges after he took a tiger into a bar in Illinois. Mr. Basil owns a Big Run Wolf Ranch, a rundown animal rescue center where he keeps wolves, a bear, and a tiger. Witnesses say people started screaming, "Is that a tiger?"
Do you want to practice saying that, James?
"Is that a tiger?"
Please don't do that.
In disbelief.
This story is very boring.
And his feline companion walked in. I said, "My concern is for the people who do that." Yeah, okay, it's boring. Okay, and finally, a 10-foot python swallowed an entire crocodile after an epic battle. Do I pause this?
No, no, John, come here. No, John. Say hi.
Hey,
that was John.
Okay. A 10-foot python swallowed an entire crocodile after an epic battle lasting 4 hours in Australia. Does that sound like fun to you? Do you want to hear the rest of the story? Okay. Onlookers watched the fight, were left stunned when they saw the snake coil itself around the crocodile before devouring it. "They had quite the struggle in the water," said Travis Collis, a Queensland's Lady Mudara, where the encounter took place. "We were just standing there in amazement watching it. After 10 minutes later, the crocodile was gone." His wife, Tiffany, who took photographs of the battle, said it was just unbelievable. The crocodile put up a fight, but was no match for the python. That's the end of it.
Don't do that accident ever again. It's really bad.
Set the end of this story.
It's funny, isn't it? Look, it looks up there as if I have these notifications of my Gmail stuff, but I don't. I don't have 86 battery. It's a screen grab. My battery is actually 77. That's weird.
It's not 86.
That's weird, isn't it?
No, it's not.
See?
It's so weird in any way.
Anyway, so those are our funny stories. I'm of the opinion that they were bad and that we'll never do that again.
Yeah.
I was hoping they'd be fun, but they didn't seem to be. In other news, Flappy Awesome.
Wow, cool.
I tweeted this picture last night and I got like 5 retweets and 5 likes on Instagram.
Ha. Speaking of which, I'm going to pause it because it gives away how shitty our traffic is. So, what else? Oh yes, Beware the Horror Ghost. So our little film, Beware the Horror Ghost, which premiered on Friday. Let's talk all about the premiere. So, basically, it's showing as part of a sort of festival shorts program. There's a lot of other films made by... Wait, 2 seconds. Beware the Horror Ghost. So it's showing as part of a bunch of other films. Most of them are really, really shit. So first up, we've got a film by Michael, which I am in, and Kian is the star of. And it's a time travel adventure called The Fate of Time, where Kian is an old scientist, and then he travels back in time, and he meets his younger self, and then he kills his younger self, and then all sorts of crazy stuff happens. And it went down well. It's a very good film, and it got a decent response. It certainly isn't the laugh out loud comedy that some of the other films were, but you know, it got a good response. Then, a couple of films later, after we have to watch approximately 8 teenage girls slitting their wrists, as well as a yelling dinosaur.
And some girls on bath salts.
Making a zombie film, yeah.
Then we finally...
Really bad.
we finally arrive at Beware the Horror Ghost.
So it begins with this Latin quote.
They actually don't care for recording.
They do. I'm just. They do. It just looks weird. She'll come over and ask. And that's too much for me. They'll come over. It's easy. It's so easy to make it look like we're not. They'll come. I mean, in my old iPod, I could never swipe the screen off. It's great that I can. I don't want them coming over and saying, "Oh, you're recording," and they'll be like, "Why?" And I'll be like, "Oh, study notes, sir. But you're in PY anyway." So you're in the Horror Ghost. Starts.
All the teachers know that.
He knows. And she knows. They both do. Both those people who just passed by know. They do. He knows I'm in TY,
they
and
don't.
She does too. She's her year ahead. Please listen. So the Latin quote comes up on the screen, and the audience is like, "What the fuck is that? Why are there no subtitles?" And then it goes with Horror Ghost, and then you see the guy going, "Oh Jesus!" And everyone just bursts out laughing. Now I have an audio recording of our film screening, and you can hear where people laugh. I will possibly edit it into this show in about a minute from now. We'll see. It might not. So if it isn't edited in, sorry. It'll be in the next week's episode. So anyway, so he goes, "Oh Jesus!" Because the ghost with a white sheet runs out of the wardrobe and starts chasing him. So then he falls over a balcony and dies. Then the protagonist of the film, played by DJ, is outside the school and he's like, "Oh my god," because he hears the scream. So he comes in and he meets the vampires and they go, "Oh, the Vaz enthusiast, yes, Vaz enthusiast." Now, Vaz enthusiast didn't get as big a laugh as I would have liked it to.
No one knew what it meant.
I know. I think the problem is that Vinny put the music too loud over that scene.
No, everyone, I could hear the music wasn't loud. It just wasn't funny.
It's the best part.
It's the worst.
It's not the best part. So anyway, so they laugh
not at all at that.
So then he runs upstairs and he gets to the, "Why are there so many doorknobs?" And that got a laugh. Not as big as "Oh Jesus," but a pretty big laugh. Let's see, there were probably about 150 people in the cinema. No, there were more. There were 250. I'd say 200 people laughed at "Oh Jesus." I'd say 100 people laughed at "So Many Doors." Why are so many doors? Now, I actually started writing a review of the film, pretending to be someone else, because it's not even my film. It's Vinny's. So I started writing a review of it, and I'll have it finished by tomorrow, probably. Anyway, I'll put it on the poster. A magnificent debut. So anyway, so many doors, and then anyway, so then I come into it playing Jesus Christ. I want to cut out. That was not accommodated by the editing team, unfortunately. But my face, now that no one in the cinema knew me, except for like 15, 20 people that we know, but there were like 120 people who laughed when Jesus Christ comes up on the screen and goes, "Jesus!" And nobody, and I thought, oh shit, now I'm going to leave the cinema and everyone's going to be coming up to me and going, "Hey, Jesus, yo, Jesus." And you know what? How many people came up to me and called me Jesus? Zero.
Me, actually.
So yeah, so no one calls me Jesus. I'm so relieved. Anyway, Beware the Horror Ghost. By the time it gets put up online later this year in my director's cut with the song and everything, I will no longer be visible as Jesus. The contrast is going to go way up, and all will be fine. So anyway, it was a good reaction, and basically, there was a couple other films, and then at the very end, I got 37 on the real Happy Bird yesterday, so... You're playing Happy Bird. Yeah, it's Happy Bird.
What were you doing?
Happy Bird. But he was only on like 1 point. I got 37 yesterday.
You're distracting me.
So anyway, what was I going to say? So anyway, after all was said and done, Beware the Horror Ghost won, basically, along with 9 out of the... There were 40 films on out of 10, and Beware the Horror Ghost was one of 10 that won, made it through to the final festival. You'll be able to see it on the big screen in a proper multiplex, right? It's on the end of March, which means Screen 1, Captain America the Winter Soldier. Screen 2, Muppets Most Wanted. Screen 3, The Grand Budapest Hotel. Screen 4, Beware the Horror Ghost. It's like a dream come true for me. It's going to be 3 films I love on, and then Beware the Horror Ghost on too. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait. We're going to record it live and be on the show when our film screens at that festival. I'm going to record the whole screening. You'll be able to hear it on the show, and we'll do a podcast up there on our bus.
I want to do a podcast.
We'll do a podcast on the bus on the way up. Thank you for... What am I talking about? I'm not going anywhere. What else are we going to talk about now?
Pancake Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. How exciting.
I know you want a pancake.
I don't want one.
I feel sick. I wanted to.
She would think one of us during the before PE.
James, she said we're not gonna have her at all before these.
No one is.
The bell's not gonna ring for 3 minutes.
No.
Oh shit, you're right, the bell is gonna ring. And this show's been way too short. We're gonna have to finish it at lunchtime.
How is it too short? Most of our episodes were this long.
No, they need to all be 20 minutes. You know what I'll do? I'll edit in the recording of the horror ghost screening, and then I'll put it up to 25 minutes. Okay. Because that's like 6 minutes long. Alright. So we're almost coming to the end of the show. Thank you for downloading it. It's been fun having you here for our very first episode. Oh, one more. I have to talk about the Euro song. So Euro song, Late Late Show special on Friday. They're deciding Ireland's Eurovision entry. No one gives a fuck about the song that was chosen, but there was a fun standoff during the show where the guitarist from the band Aslan, he's like, "Oi, Louis Walsh, you being here is biased because you've managed three of these acts." And Louis Walsh is like, "I never did that."
And then there's a fight.
And then Linda Martin is like, "Oi, you're a fucking scumbag and you're on drugs."
Continue on.
Alright, so he goes, "Oi, you're a fucking scumbag and you're on drugs." And he goes, "What you say to me?" So then she gets up and she stomps over him. She goes, "What you gonna do? You gonna slap me or something?" And
Late Show, so it's Late Show.
Jeremy Kyle Show. It was hilarious. It was the best television I've seen in a long time. On RTE, since most of their stuff is abominably boring and awful and stupid, this was two of those things, but it was, as some people described it on Twitter, plane crash television. So that's all I have to say about that and that. Brief review of Late Night with Seth Meyers.
Oh my god, Late Night with Seth Meyers.
Late Night with Seth Meyers. He is taken over from Jimmy Fallon on Late Night, while Jimmy Fallon is now taking over the Tonight Show. Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show is exactly the same as Jimmy Fallon's Late Night, so there's no need to review that. But Tonight Show with Late Night with Seth Meyers is a very different new kind of show. First of all, his studio is horrible. It is tiny, it is cramped, it is ugly. Late Night with Seth Meyers, it's a fun show, but the studio's horrible. Okay. Thank you for downloading episode 101 of the Jimmy and Luke Show. Thank you for joining us, Jimmy.
What?
Thank you for being here, Dean.
Huh?
Thank you for joining us. We'll be back very soon with more The Jimmy and Luke Show. Check out jimmyandluke.info, twitter.com/jimmyLukeShow, facebook.com/jimmyandluke, instagram.com/jimmyandluke, and you can Snapchat us. Our username is jimmyandluke. It's public. You can send us whatever pictures you want, as long as they're not obscene. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. See you later. Love you. Bye.
Come out of you. I shall take the demon out of your body. Regina Terence, I tell you,
I hope I get there in time.